Okay, let's unpack this. What if AI wasn't, a single massive brain,
Right.
but more like a buzzing swarm, tiny intelligences all working together? Imagine the possibilities. Agility, scalability, ethical evolution, maybe beyond what we have now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the revolutionary concept we're diving into today. This self-evolving cognitive mesh.
Often called Hive AI.
Hive AI, that's the term you hear a lot. Our mission here is really to give you a shortcut, help you understand this potential future, show you how it's designed to be robust, secure, and, well, truly well-informed.
Okay, so a swarm. My first thought is, how does it keep its information straight? If it's all decentralized, is it just data chaos?
That's a great question, and it's actually where the design gets really clever. It doesn't just use one method for data consistency, it's strategic.
How so?
Well, for the really core unchanging stuff, like a Hive cell's basic registration, its IDE uses strong consistency. It needs to be absolutely accurate enough.
Makes sense.
But then, and this is insightful, for data that's dynamic, updated all the time, like maybe reputation score, it shifts. It uses eventual consistency. The priority there is availability, keeping things responsive, even within what our sources call kind of wonderfully glorious chaos.
Glorious chaos. I like that. It sounds like it thrives on that dynamic nature. But okay, robustness. What if parts of the swarm fail? Isn't that a risk?
It's definitely designed with that in mind. Resilience is baked right in. You've got numerous independent instances of components, plus these clever things called resource managers and local evolution agents. They basically enable self-healing and dynamic adaptation.
So no single point of failure then.
Exactly. It allows for continuous operation, even if some parts, go offline temporarily.
Fascinating. Okay, so we have these independent bits healing themselves, but how does the swarm actually organize itself? How does the right task get to the right tiny intelligence? Is there a conductor?
A conductor. In a way, it relies on emergent behavior. Complex intelligence bubbling up from simple local interactions. It's engineered for self-organization, decentralized control. But there's a key component, the model router AI. It's pretty ingenious. It uses things like reinforcement learning to intelligently match complex tasks with the best available AI agent for the job.
So it's like a smart
A
dispatcher.
very smart dispatcher. You can even dynamically combine AI components that are often used together into these composite agents for speed. One source called it a symphony of countless specialized soloists.
Wow. And what's the underlying platform? What lets them all talk and work together?
That would be the core cognitive operating system, the COS. Think of it as an agentic operating system. It's like the Hive's nervous system. It provides the common language, the protocols, the ground rules for all these AI agents to coordinate and self-organize. It lets them tackle complex goals way beyond what, typical microservices can handle.
Okay, this sounds incredibly powerful and very open, which brings up trust and security. How do you prevent manipulation in such an open swarm? How do we trust it?
Trust is paramount, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's where reputation scores are critical. They aren't simple scores, though. They're multifaceted.
How do they resist gaming the system?
Through things like authenticated feedback loops, stake-weighted influence, it's designed to really incentivize good behavior. And privacy is built in, too. Using techniques like federated learning training models without centralizing raw data and differential privacy, adding statistical noise to protect individual data points. Crucial if AGI is ever going to be like a public utility, right? Privacy can't be bolted on later.
Absolutely. And defense
Yeah.
against attacks or even its own bugs.
Security is really proactive here, continuous. The system has adversarial challenge cells.
What are those?
Think of them as internal AI, specifically designed to attack other AI variants within the mesh, constantly looking for weaknesses.
Wow, it attacks itself to get stronger.
In a controlled way, yes. Alongside traditional red teaming by humans, of course. The idea is that this unstoppable evolution also leads to an unstoppable increase in security posture.
That's a really interesting approach. But evolution needs guidance, right? How does it stay aligned with human values, ethics, rules?
Good point. That's where governance hooks come in. They act like automated smart contracts.
Enforcing rules automatically.
Exactly. Things like license compliance, maybe bias audits. It's a kind of code as law principle. But importantly, it's balanced. There's also a multi-stakeholder ethics council and vital human-in-the-loop feedback. Humans actively guide the ethical development.
And transparency. How do you track what's happening?
Ah, yes, an auditable lineage using distributed ledger technology, like a blockchain for the AI's history.
So an immutable record.
Yep, an immutable append-only log of every single AI evolution, every significant decision. It provides unparalleled transparency and, crucially, verifiable accountability, something we struggle with in today's black box AIs.
Okay, this all sounds incredibly ambitious, maybe even a bit theoretical. Is this actually being built, tested?
Oh, it's definitely moving beyond pure theory. They're using high-fidelity simulation environments, prototyping with existing frameworks, essentially creating a digital twin of the mesh.
A digital twin, so they can experiment safely?
Precisely. It allows for continuous experimentation, de-risking. Validation becomes this ongoing feedback loop that constantly informs and improves the AI's self-evolution. It's not just build then test, it's build test evolve constantly.
Constant refinement.
So what does this all mean for you listening in?
Well, imagine an intelligence that's truly collectively owned, collaboratively shaped, and continuously refined by all participants. Think about what new frontiers of human AI symbiosis that could unlock, really moving beyond the worries we have today about centralized, opaque AI. Something to ponder, right?